You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Good morning on a Tuesday morning, Mike McMahon for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio right here on your home port, the All Warrior Radio Network. That would be Joe just got out of the bath. Not real excited about being drenched to the bone, so that's his collar in the background. So there you have it. Joe, the most loyal puppy ever in the history of the world. That's right. Not the smartest, he is the most loyal. Jack, maybe a little bit smarter, and not as loyal as Joe is. But we love him anyway. So, part of the family, and that's the way it goes. So, good Tuesday morning to you here on All Marine Radio. The, hey! He's a dope. Can't stand being clean. He's that guy. So anyway, good morning to you. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. A shorter version of the show. Today's a travel day. Headed to D.C. Actually, I'm in the air as you're listening to this. Don't tell anybody. But yeah, I'm in the air as you're listening to this. And so, what you're going to hear is something recorded yesterday with Tim Lynch and Jeff Kinney. So we'll do that on Tuesday of this week. So yeah, the Kinney and Lynch hour. It's a little bit more than an hour. It's almost an hour and a half this time. Did not mean for it to be that long, but, you know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens. So you'll hear that today. And and I will say this. You'll enjoy this. We talk about the War Powers Act, and then kind of it goes from there. It goes from there. And I'm not exactly sure where it goes from there, but it went somewhere from there. So, got that going for you. Yesterday I had like a productive day. Like, you would not believe it. Yeah. So, because I'm leaving, I had to do all kinds of stuff everywhere, everything from mow the lawn to go get a haircut, to go get some more business cards made, to go pick up Colleen, take her shopping, go get a brown belt, go get some artificial sugar that I like. Yeah, all the things you do before you travel, right? Get some new t-shirts that I needed. So all that in preparation to go. Yeah, and mow the front and back lawn. Exactly. How about that, sports fans? So, and it was very productive, in addition to paying bills and doing some other stuff that nobody likes to do. But, that's right, that's why we're adults, right? Because we're supposed to do stuff like that. But anywho, did all that, and so as you listen to this, I will be flying to Chicago, and then to... Excuse me. And then to Washington, D.C. I'll spend the night in Quantico and get up early and drive up to the Pentagon. Or I might get off at Franconia and Springfield, Franconia, and go get on the metro and just cruise into the subway. So I'll determine that based on advice that I get tomorrow at some point. So, one of those two, and then do post-traumatic winning on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. I'd see my younger son, Patrick, have dinner with him, maybe my nephew. So, my oldest son, my grandson, and daughter-in-law are headed down to Georgia. That's right. John is going to attend, I think it's called MCCC now. I don't know what it stands for, but it's the consolidation of the Army's Armor Course and Infantry Course, I think. I'm not sure. Something like that. Anyway, and then I think they're going to take a little time off, too. So that going on. But it promises to be... hopefully a big, good week, so we'll see what happens. But excited for it. Now that you know what we're going to do, the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official this morning. Good morning to you. We'll be right back. And this is dedicated to two Marine aviators who lost their lives over the weekend. Major Matthew W. Wiegand, 34 years of age, from Ambler, Pennsylvania, and Captain Travis W. Brannon, 30, of Nashville, Tennessee. Both lost their lives when their Viper version of the Cobra crashed while conducting routine training during the semi-annual weapons and tactics instructor course at Yuma Air Station in Arizona. So this, of course, is dedicated to them, their courage and selflessness in the execution of their duties.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute.
are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Early in the morning, we'll check the weather around the country. Around Marineland, pre-dawn, dark at 39 in Quantico. Camp Lejeune, dark at 41. 48 degrees under cloudy skies and dark. In Granbury, Texas, it is cloudy, dark, and 63 in 29 Palms. Wow. Getting warm. In Camp Pendleton, cloudy, dark, 56. Okinawa, Japan, sunny and 69. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it's cool. Sunny and 57. In Okinawa, it is, already said, sunny and 69. In Marja, it is cloudy and 77. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is dark, clear, and 64 degrees. Going to cool off today, though. Looking for a high of only 68 degrees on this Tuesday as I wing my way to Washington, D.C. yet again. So, we'll take a look at a few stories this morning. Then we'll take a break, and then you'll hear from Jeff Kinney and Kim Lynch today. So, don't touch that dial. The lead story is the Marine Corps identified the two helicopter pilots killed when their AH-1 Zulu Viper helicopter crashed in, that's the Zulu version of the Cobra, crashed in Yuma, Arizona. They were participating in a WTI course in Yuma, and Major Matthew Weigen, as I said earlier, 34 years old, of Ambler, Pennsylvania, and Captain Travis W. Brannon, 30, of Nashville, Tennessee, both lost their lives when their aircraft crashed. From Brigadier General Roger Turner, quote, "It's a somber day for the entire Marine Air Ground Task Force Training Command as we mourn this tremendous loss. Our thoughts and prayers remain with their families and loved ones during this extremely difficult time." You know, it's really, I've said this before, but, you know, you heard Jim Glenn yesterday, the commanding officer at Parris Island. You were hearing from Roger Turner. They were both lieutenants in the first IOC class that I helped put through. And so, you know, they've done pretty well in their lives, but a sad, terrible story. Just a reminder of, the price of freedom, to go from that to a somewhat ridiculous story. Marines to allow pets in the 3MEP barracks and other April Fool Day jokes around the Marine Corps. 3rd Marine Expeditionary Force in Okinawa punked thousands of Marines with a press release announcing that companion pets were now allowed in the barracks. If you scroll down to the bottom of the message or the photo caption, it was clearly marked as an April Fool's prank. But some people commenting on the unit's Facebook page were certainly sold on the idea. It even got Marine Corps Times for a brief second. Marine Forces Reserve posted a message on Facebook announcing that the blood vampire Sesame Street Muppet known as Count Von Count would proctor the combat fitness test. Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina created a news video exclaiming the Marine Corps will now accept the Army's physical fitness test and that a perfect score will be based on style points. The Marine Corps April Fool's prank game is getting stronger every year. Be watchful and vigilant, Marines. Yeah. Tom Brady announced his retirement on Twitter. April Fool's. This is a pretty interesting story. We've talked about stuff like this and why the VA can't shrink, and that is because it's essentially a political animal. Headline: should the VA move ahead with a BRAC-style commission to shutter some hospitals? Written by Leo Shane. A pair of senators want to end the Department of Veterans Affairs facility closing commission even before it gets started. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Senator Mike Rounds from South Dakota, Manchin a Democrat, Rounds a Republican, introduced legislation this week to cancel the mandated VA asset and infrastructure review scheduled for 2022. The pair argued the idea, based on the military's controversial base closing process, could be detrimental to rural veterans' medical options. Although I am very supportive of reducing waste and other inefficiencies in the VA system, I am against bureaucrats in Washington cutting vital health care assets to veterans in rural areas, Manchin said in a statement. At a time when the VA is investing heavily in community care through their new access standards, we have to be especially sure that our existing infrastructure needs are met in rural states like West Virginia. So, you know, whenever, again, this is maddening, right? Because, you know, you have surplus capacity in some places, but can't shut it down. Can't shut it down. And that's the whole reason that BRAC got going years ago. And it's just, and so it goes. And so it goes. Next headline: NATO leader plays down divisions as the alliance marks an anniversary. The United States and its allies are stepping up cooperation in response to Russian aggression, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday, while playing down differences among members as the military alliance marks its 70th anniversary. Foreign ministers from NATO countries are meeting in Washington this week for the occasion, determined to show a unified front in the midst of a long military stalemate in Afghanistan and tensions with Russia, as tensions with Russia return to Cold War levels. You know, I would tell you that you know, NATO should be proud. I mean, I think the, again, much of it may be spurned or may be caused by President Trump's criticism, but, you know, people responded when they got called out. And so, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think it's a good thing. So, I look, to me, NATO is once again becoming formidable. And especially as nations like Poland and Ukraine, as they, you know, seek military assistance from the West, and the West actually provides it, I mean, I think NATO's, you know, and again, you know, France, Germany, right? No, Germany really, if Germany would just do mediocre, it would be a quantum leap forward for NATO. So, anyway, but again, I think NATO's in better condition than it's been in years. Last story we'll talk about today is the future. You know, we talked about gender integration at recruit training. Something that's been going on since at least 83 when I went through, and we had a company of females, we had a platoon of females in my company. I mean, that's what they just did. And this is a story about what the future holds from the, and it's out of the Associated Press. As the recruit class graduated from Parris Island, South Carolina, officials said they were undecided about whether the Corps, which has long refused to fully integrate its recruit training, will ever do it again. This year for the first time, a platoon of female recruits were part of a company that included 5 all-male platoons. They were all housed in the same complex but on different floors, unlike the usual practice that has all female recruits living and doing some of the training in a separate part of the base. Commanders and the Marines in the Corps told the Associated Press they didn't notice any problems during the brief flirtation with the increased integration, but the lack of disaster didn't appear to change the minds of the Marine Corps, that has steadfastly rejected congressional and other outside pressure to build combined platoons of female and male recruits at boot camp like the other military services do. I think most Marines would reject that. Combined platoons. I don't see it as good for women. I don't see it as good for men. Now, I know they're going to have to do that, but I don't see it's a good way to start out. Top Marine leaders have argued for years that young female Marines perform better if they do the bulk of their early training in a separate unit where they can build their strength and confidence. And here I mentioned Jim Glenn. Glenn goes on to say, he said the intense training needed to make a Marine stay the same. But because all six platoons in Company I, one female and five all male, were located in the same building complex, they saw each other a bit more. They ate in the same chow hall, and they marched for meals together. When they got up for physical fitness in the morning, the platoons lined up together. Could it happen again? The jury's still out, said Glenn. As conditions permit in the future, we could pursue it. But, he said, no one looked at this and said, we don't want to do it again. Glenn went on, it always comes down to money and whether or not there are the right number of people and the infrastructure to accommodate it. Captain Trent Snoddy, commander of India Company, called the winter course a success. Quote, there was more interaction between males and females. They saw each other a lot, said Snoddy, 31, of Seguin, Texas. But there was no change in how we do business. And most of those quotes come out of the little video I showed you yesterday. You can find that and see what the public affairs office at Parris Island produced. All right, we're going to take a break right now. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. After the break, you're going to hear from Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenney here on this Tuesday version, a two-hour version, because we're in the expeditionary mode of this fine program coming up next. On your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Matt.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good,
but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares. I'm good, but I don't need any help. I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.